To speak of the Templars is to enter one of the most fascinating territories of medieval history. Few religious, military, or political orders have aroused as much curiosity as they have. Their image always seems shrouded in a mixture of steel, prayer, secrets, castles, lost relics, and conspiracies. However, before becoming the protagonists of novels, movies, esoteric theories, and modern legends, the Templars were actual men of a specific era. They were born into a world marked by holy war, pilgrimage, fear, faith, and political ambition. They were monks and soldiers at the same time, a combination that may seem contradictory today, but in the mindset of the 12th century was perfectly understandable to many European Christians. The Templar myth did not appear out of nowhere. It was built slowly, layer upon layer, out of real events, medieval rumors, documentary silences, judicial accusations, political propaganda, and later fantasies. The extraordinary thing is that the Order of the Temple began with a fairly clear function: to protect Christian pilgrims traveling to the Holy Land after the First Crusade. Even so, over time, that initial mission transformed into something much larger. The Templars went from being a small brotherhood of poor knights to becoming a powerful international institution with fortresses, lands, privileges, fleets, financial networks, and an influence that crossed entire kingdoms. It was precisely this transformation that became one of the seeds of the mystery. To understand the birth of the Templar myth, one must first look at the context that allowed its appearance. At the end of the 11th century, Western Europe was experiencing a profound religious fervor. The Church was attempting to reform itself, strengthen its authority, and direct the violence of the nobility toward ends considered sacred. Many knights lived off war, pillage, and disputes between feudal lords. In this scenario, the idea of a crusade offered a powerful outlet. Fighting no longer just for land, prestige, or booty, but for God, for the salvation of the soul, and for the recovery of the holy sites. When Pope Urban II preached the First Crusade in 1095, he was not simply calling a military expedition, he was shaping a new way of understanding Christian violence. The capture of Jerusalem in 1099 had an immense impact on the European imagination. For Western Christians, Jerusalem was not just any city. It was the setting for the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It was the spiritual center of the world, a place where geography and faith blended with an intensity difficult to comprehend from a modern mindset. Following the Crusader conquest, thousands of pilgrims began traveling to the Holy Land. Many undertook the journey moved by devotion, penance, or the hope of salvation. Nonetheless, the trip was dangerous. The roads were exposed to robberies, disease, hunger, and attacks by hostile groups. The military victory of the Crusaders had not made the Holy Land a safe space. It was in this environment that the need to protect pilgrims arose. According to tradition, around 1119 or 1120, a small group of knights led by Hugues de Payns decided to create a brotherhood dedicated to this task. King Baldwin II of Jerusalem granted them lodging in an area near the Al-Aqsa Mosque, identified by Christians with the ancient Temple of Solomon. From there came the name that would forever mark their destiny: Poor Fellow Soldiers of Christ and of the Temple of Solomon. Over time, they would be known simply as the Templars. From the beginning, the name carried enormous symbolic power. The Temple of Solomon evoked wisdom, biblical royalty, sacred antiquity, and mystery. Although the first Templars probably did not imagine the legendary dimension this association would reach, the link with the Temple offered fertile ground for all kinds of later tales. The idea of Christian knights living upon the ruins of the ancient sanctuary of Jerusalem sparked, centuries later, almost inevitable questions.